It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
If you would allow me, I would like to ask you a question. Has there ever been a time in your life when you envied someone? Maybe you envied them for what they had or their life in general. Psalm 37 has something to say about this envy. Psalm 37, verse 1 and 2 says this, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb." In verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 37, envy is condemned, especially when the object of the envy is for something an unsaved person has, or the good life they seem to have. Well, sometimes it does seem like the wicked prosper while the godly suffer, but you and I, as people, on our way to heaven, need to be reminded that, for the wicked, the few days of pleasure they have are short. They have no future beyond this life. In fact, this world is as close to heaven as the unsaved person will ever be. Since we are told not to worry when we see the wicked prosper, and I'm speaking of saved people, when those of us who are saved, we're told not to worry when we see the wicked prosper, what are we supposed to do with this problem of worry? In verse 3 through verse 8 of Psalm 37, the psalmist offers us an antidote to worry. Now, there are some simple steps offered in this text that, if followed, will enable us to find peace with, even during the most trying times of our lives. Notice with me what you need to do that leads to peace in life. First of all, I see that you're to control your walk according to the psalmist. In Psalm 37, verse 3, where it says, "Trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Well, the emphasis of this verse for the believer is to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And when this is accomplished, the result will be the Lord's smile upon that life. And notice in Psalm 37, and verse 3, the command. The psalmist issues a twofold command. First, he says, trust in God. Trust God. And that is a walk by faith and not by sight. Now, we need to remember that things are never as they appear to our human reasoning. Even when things look like they're going totally wrong in our lives, God is still working out His eternal purposes in us. Now, we look in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, that familiar verse. And it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Well, because of this, we must learn to trust the Lord in all life, all of our life. Now, there are times when God's way is hard to figure out. During those times in our lives when you can't quite understand what God is doing in your life, learn to trust Him anyway. Remember, the Bible says the just shall live by faith, Romans 1:17. The life of faith is the only way to please God. Hebrews 11:6 says this, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." First, trust God. Then, do good, according to the verse. This is a command to live holy. God expects His people to live a life that is honoring to His name. If God's people could ever learn that God is pleased when we live for Him, we would see Him bless us in great ways. Pleasing God is as simple as trusting in the Lord and living for Him. I want you to notice something else with me here. Not only do we see the command in this verse, the two commands, but we also see comfort. When we do His will, He will take care of us. Now, David knew all about the comfort of God, that comfort that God gives. He was an old man who had seen the Lord. He had seen Him allow him to sit on the throne of his enemies. He knew that serving God always paid off. Now, the whole point here is this. If you will walk with your faith in God and will live your life to please Him, He will commit Himself to taking care of you. Now, Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." We see there that we're to control the walk. You're to control your walk. I'm to control my walk. And also condition your will according to Psalm 37 and verse 4, where it says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He will give the desires of thine heart." Well, notice the command here in this verse, delight yourself in the Lord. This word delight means to take intense delight in the Lord. When life goes bad, we tend to focus on the problems that surround us. When this happens, we become defeated and depressed and fall into sadness. At all times of life, we are challenged to let the Lord be the focus of our attention. If we can focus on who He is to us, what He has done for us, as Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Well, heaven is where He's talking about taking us, and because of how much He loves us. Even the darkest day can be endured because we know something better awaits us down the road. Once again, we see the command here, and we also see the comfort. When we quit concentrating on ourselves and learn to concentrate on Him, then our will and our desires will be what He wants for our lives. And when this happens, He will lift us out of our sadness and fill us with His glory. The comfort, when we are walking with and delighting in the Lord, He gives us that. It's then that we can say, "My desire is to have what God desires for my life." Well, you are in control, and you are to control your walk. And second, condition your will. And third, now, commit your way. Psalm 37, verses 5 and 6 says this, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." Well, notice in these verses the command. He says, commit. Commit your way unto the Lord. In other words, dedicate your life to the Lord. When you dedicate your life to the Lord, you can then turn over the burdens of your life to Him. The Lord has not asked His children to carry the burdens of life alone. He tells us that we are to bring our burdens to Him. He says in Matthew 11:28, this is Jesus speaking, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, the Bible further tells us that casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. We don't have to bear the heavy burdens of life all by ourselves. We have a God who cares and commands us to bring our burdens to Him. In the middle of the storms of life, we need to learn the truth. We are not in the storm alone. We are to commit our way to the Lord and trust in Him to take care of us. Well, not only do we see the command and those things that we read in that verse, we also see the comfort when we look in verses 5 and 6. The whole emphasis here is that when we are walking in faith, placing our burdens on the Lord, He will take care of us. Now, we may not like some of the things that come into our life as Christians, but in the end, by letting Him guide our life, we will have the blessing of the Lord resting on us. God is never hurried to be worried by, you know, when we think of worry, God is never hurried by worry. He does not get excited when we struggle against the situation we find ourselves in, but what He is looking for is faith, obedience, and yieldedness in the midst of the struggles of life. His promise to us is that our faith in Him will never be in vain. Notice also you need to concentrate your wait. Psalm 37 and verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth forth wicked devices to pass." We are told in this verse to rest in the Lord and wait for Him. The word rest means here to be silent. Then we are told not to fret. This word means to blaze, to get hot. In other words, it carries the idea of getting ourselves worked up into a rage over the condition of the world and over the valleys we have to walk through. Our duty during the difficult days of life is to be patient and be silent while the Lord works out His purposes in our lives. Now, this is not easy, but this kind of attitude was molded for us by the Lord Jesus Himself. When He was abused, mocked, crucified, and so forth, He did not respond, but endured His afflictions in yielded silence. Isaiah 53:7 says this, "He was oppressed, and He was afflicted. Yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so He openeth not His mouth." Therefore, regardless of the burden you are called to bear, learn not to whine, but to bear it for the glory of God, waiting patiently on Him to work out His will in your life. And this isn't easy because it is an attitude that God can bless and use for His glory. And finally, we see conquer your wrath. Psalm 37 verse 8 says, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." We're commanded here to refrain from anger. It's easy to get bitter at people, family, the church, and even God when the problems of life mount up against us. When we see the wicked live their lives of ease while we walk through the deep, dark valley, there's a tendency to become angry with the Lord. However, we must be careful that we do not abandon righteous for evil in the day of our affliction. God's will for us is that we stay the course. There will be an end to our struggles down the line. But for the moment, we're to abide in the will of the Lord faithfully and allow Him to have His will in us. Well, I doubt any of us will ever suffer like Paul did for the glory of God. Yet when he reached the end of his life, he was able to say that he had fought a good fight, he had finished his course, and he had kept the faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. I want to be able to say the same thing. How about you? Learn not to be angry with the Lord. Learn that righteousness does pay off in the end. God is working in you to develop His image more perfectly, and sometimes this requires Him to put pressure on our lives. Never give up. Rather give in to Him, and He will see you through. And if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you can do so right now. Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I'm sorry for my sin, Lord. Please forgive me. I'm going your way because my way does not take me to heaven. Lord, you can take me to heaven, and I call upon you right now to save my soul.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.